Identity Theft Solutions. And with no checkbook and optional online statements, there's less paper for more security. Open your access account today. Stop by or call 877-462-2484. Citibank. Live richly. Citibank NA, Citibank FSB, member FDIC.
Visit commuterconnections.org to learn about all your commuting options. Commuter Connections, flexible solutions for a better commute.
Okay, that's it, Jay. Just sign here. You'll get the house, vacation home, and boat, and your ex-wife gets the 65 Volkswagen Beetle.
Whoa. Wait a minute here.
Jay, you get it all but the car.
That's not fair. How am I going to get to Hooters for Miller Lite Draft Specials? Hooters has Miller Lite Draft Specials all day, every day through June 30th.
It's a rust bucket.
It's the coldest beer in town.
It's a 65.
It's Hooters. Have you tasted their new light menu? Unbreaded, nearly world-famous chicken wings, famous steamed seafood, delicious grilled fish, grilled chicken sandwich, and of course, Hooters tasty salads. And besides, I can watch the Hooters swimsuit finals on June 30th and register to win a Gazelle exercise machine. You know, lighten up with Tony Little. I always thought you lawyers were smarter than that. And you say you passed the bar exam.
Miller Lite Draft, all day, every day, through June 30th at Hooters. This ad paid for by Hooters Restaurants. Miller Lite is a light beer malt beverage with 4.5% alcohol content.
See store for details. Draft special valid only at participating Hooters.
Hello, me again. Here to tell you how to be as fabulous as me, the Verizon Super Pages. All you have to do is win the $2 million Verizon Super Pages spending spree, or one of over 20,000 other prizes. Then you, like myself, can drip with bling bling, cha-ching, and boku booty. Your teeth can be capped in gold. Your dog can become a toy poodle. And you can commence sponge baths with beautiful tropical island babes. To win that $2 million, just look for your game piece in this Sunday's Washington Post in select Maryland suburbs, or the 2004 Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia Super Pages directories. Then get ready to mine the vast riches in my lush yellow pages at home, online, or on your cell phone. But as you roll around and frolic in your millions, just remember, money can be dirty, so keep your clothes on.
Online, on your cell, in the book. The Verizon Super Pages. Wherever you are, there it is.
Verizon.
No purchase necessary. 2 million paid, 50,000 per year. Game ends 4/30/05 or while supplies last. See rules at VerizonSpendingSpree.com for details.
My grandfather was a builder, a craftsman.
He built this house.
He always said, when you build, build to last.
So with our first kid on the way,
and us needing this addition,
we went to Lowe's.
Your home, your ideas, and the freedom to express them. At Lowe's, we make it easy. No matter what you plan to build, Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse has a huge selection of professional-grade building materials.
Whoever says they don't build them like they used to isn't using the right wood.
Only Lowe's has top-choice lumber, prime-grade and center-cut, with four clean sides for better building. And at Lowe's, we have low prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise.
Do you think your grandfather would be surprised that his house would last four generations?
He'd be happy, not surprised.
Lowe's, improving home improvement.
There's never been a better time to redo your roof, because right now at Lowe's, when you spend $350 or more on Owens Corning shingles, you'll receive a mail-in form good for a $50 Lowe's gift card absolutely free. See store or Lowe's.com for details. Offer ends 6/5/2004. Lowe's, improving home improvement.
The Don and Mike Show. WKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No?
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me! They want me!
Congrats!
Oh. Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're gonna be great. Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show.
Noted chubby chasers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right, and good Thursday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike. From 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m. Ardinger here, your humble host for today's best of. And let's see, you want to listen today live at 3. We've got lots of stuff to give away. As usual, we've got 7-Eleven prize packs and WWE Raw. I know everybody gets very excited for that. Anyway, let's get into the best of it. Once upon a time, Don and Mike, I believe they did a television show. It was the Star Trek show. I can't remember what it was. And eventually they got their Screen Actors Guild check. Mike chose to keep his. Don chose to burn his. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
You know, I hate tooting my own horn, but I do want to point out again to those people who enjoy throwing it in our faces that we are not actually in show business.
Yes.
I would just like to point out, and I'm sure you'll have this waiting for you at your mailbox when you get home today, Mike.
Did you get another one?
And you'll notice the postmark, Hollywood, California.
That is right from Hollywood.
Screen Actors Guild,
which you and I are members.
It is another one of the major residual checks.
How much is the windfall this week?
For our appearance on Babylon 5.
And the total is?
After taxes.
What'd you get?
After taxes. Taxes.
They take out taxes.
Taxes. Hell, that's worth not even worth the paper.
$2.64.
Yeah! That's bigger than the last one, I think.
Before taxes.
Right.
$4.55.
Oh, those man. Add up.
Yeah, they took out federal tax, Social Security, Medicare, and California state tax.
That is exciting. I tell you, just add it to the Hollywood Screenwriters Kitty.
Show you that right there. Rob,
yes. As
has become a tradition on this show, would you please get me a lighter?
There you go.
I will once again thumb my nose at the Hollywood Authority, and I'm going to burn.
There you go.
Yet another residual check.
Fantastic. It's worth it.
That's right, because I thumb my nose at Hollywood.
So glad you've never asked me to do that, because I have saved all of mine.
If I could, if I didn't think we'd get in trouble, I would use it after a nice BM.
Well, you probably wouldn't get in trouble, but I don't think we'd want to see that. No.
Well.
We'll watch the burning.
Yeah, okay. We'll burn the check as soon as Rob comes in with the matches. Robbie?
Does he have a... Rob, did I steal your Zippo? Do you have a Zippo lighter somewhere?
Somewhere, but Miss Terry is closer.
Okay, very good.
There you go. This is the sound. Listen to this now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of a big lighter. And there it goes, Mike.
Very good.
From Warner Brothers Television Productions, pay to the order of Don Geronimo, $2.64.
You are a major effing star of
Babylon,
the highest order.
Babylon 5, Voice in the Wilderness.
There it is.
And let me see if you can hear this. Out of line for $9.99. I guess there is no sound to this floor.
No, Don, it would be a log that crackles.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, major fire. Major fire in the studio.
Oh, dear. You still holding it?
It's gone, Mike. I'm now to the part of the check where they just have the deductions.
Oh, there you go.
There it goes.
Now, Mike, do you burn your checks?
No, Buzz, as I said earlier, I saved them all. Mm-hmm. And that right now, I believe I've got a total of $16 in the bank.
Wow.
Based on those checks.
I've burned at least $12 worth of checks, man. Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting every time we have a check burning in here.
Rob, is that situation under control? Yeah, Rob, okay. Why don't you go get me a fire extinguisher? I'm serious.
No, we're okay.
I'm serious. Go get a fire extinguisher.
Are you all right?
Well, then.
The boy put it
the plastic's on fire.
He put it in a plastic trash can.
That can be dangerous. That can be dangerous. Put it out.
Here we go. Pins out.
Stand
come on.
Pins out. Watch your eyes. Watch your eyes.
God forbid we ever have a real fire in here because there's going to be no fire extinguisher left.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That did the trick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Looks good.
Fire's out.
Oh, come on. You know you want to give it another. No, don't give it another. Smell that. Oh. Oh, my God.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, no, don't even think about it. Oh, wow.
Here's one for you, Buzz.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, oh,
look
man.
At that. I got it all over Buzz's window.
That's the first time that window's been cleaned
man.
In years.
Boy, it's cool. Do you feel how cool that stuff
sure,
is?
Sure, it's fire extinguisher, Mike.
Oh, I can't. Don,
yeah?
It hasn't gotten to you yet, but you're not going to be able to breathe.
I don't think that there's a smell.
Oh, there is.
I can smell it over
here.
What's
wrong with you? What's wrong? Are you human?
I don't.
Are you human? Are you a human being?
All right. I smell a little something now. That's refreshing, man. That's a good smell. No, really, the smell has not reached me. Maybe because I was spraying it in all other directions.
Oh, man, that's powerful.
I guess that's why firemen wear gas masks and stuff. Right. You okay, Mike?
No. Man.
God.
Yeah, it's dissipating. That's good. That's good. It's dissipating.
Yes, Robbie?
The window's open.
How are you, Rob?
I'm great. I'm really effing great. The window's open, and because of, I believe it's designed to disperse quickly for the safety factor. So I think we're all going to be okay.
How can the window be open? We don't have any windows that open
in the
door's
studio. Open.
Oh, the
window?
Door is open. Yeah.
There's
okay.
not the fumes.
Okay.
All right, maybe I'm getting a little something now. Maybe I know what you guys are talking about. It's a little stronger than nail polish remover.
Chemical smell
yeah.
is what it is. It's a little bit.
Well, Mike, when you're fighting fires.
You got to fight fires.
That's what you got to do.
But yeah. God bless you for grabbing the microphone at the same time as the fire extinguisher so we could hear.
Thank you, bud. Oh, we just had somebody on the phone and I just hung up on him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a furball.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Don.
Yes.
I was wondering if you know what happened to Jack Diamond.
What do you mean what happened to him?
I heard he's no longer on the radio.
Well, that would be a happy day, but no, I haven't heard that, sir.
Oh, well, that's the rumor.
All right, thank you.
Really?
Well, that's a good rumor if it's true.
Hello. Chase that one down. I'd like to find out if that's true or not.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, kick ass! Woo!
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, today is Chris Burke's birthday. Can we get a tribute?
You mean the great Chris Burke?
The talent that is.
He's 34 today.
Do we have a copy of Poison Ivy?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little lightheaded. I'm not being facetious. I'm getting just a little bit lightheaded. That is potent stuff. That
what's in there? Can somebody read like what can happen if it's in a closed space?
Fire extinguisher stuff, man.
It's better than burning alive, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what those other people were calling about, but I'm not calling about that. I'm calling about something else.
Okay.
You guys want to know what?
Sure, I'll ask what, sir.
I'm calling about my butt. Nah.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kara. How are you?
Hi, Kara.
Hi. I was calling because I know yesterday you caught your wife on the cell phone.
Yes, I did. She accidentally turned on her cell phone while she was in the grocery store. We got to hear her for what seemed like an eternity.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that happened to me, too, about 3 years ago. And what it was is a guy I was dating at the time, pretty seriously, he accidentally hit his cell phone and called me.
Hold on. Are you okay, Mike?
No, I am not.
Would you like a moment to leave the room?
I just might want to take a walk down the hall. I'm going to be all right. Let me keep it together here. But that's, I just got, the room's moving around, guys.
Wow.
It really is.
And she's gone.
Oh, boy.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Man, oh, man.
Boy. All right, now it says on my screen, this must be from the engineering department.
Uh-huh.
NCR check paper, and that's the paper that the check was written on,
right.
Is carcinogenic.
Uh-huh.
Halon displaces oxygen.
Uh-huh.
Get the doors open now.
Okay.
So apparently that would be why we're feeling lightheaded, because there's a lack of oxygen in the room right now.
Ah.
But the door is open. Besides, it was a small check, man. It was only for $2.64. It was a very small check.
Right.
It wasn't one of those big, gigantic checks.
Right.
And it certainly was not like one of those Who Wants to Be a Millionaire checks.
No, not like that at all.
Did you watch that show last night?
Yep.
You're about to fall over, aren't
I did.
You?
I did. I watched that show.
You are about to cradle over, aren't you?
I watched that show.
And what can you tell me about that show?
No, I didn't watch it last night. I didn't watch it last night. I watched TV, though.
Well, hi, Kara?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, I was dating this guy at the time pretty seriously, and he called me, he didn't know it, but on his cell phone he hit send, and I was really into him at the time, but while he was calling, he was painting a house with a friend,
yeah.
And I'm one of those people at that time anyway that I'm very against any kind of drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And well, during this call, he was using a plethora of different drugs that I had no idea that he was into.
Wow.
So I ended the relationship.
All right,
and then
I
ended up marrying his best friend, who was there with him painting the house.
Okay?
Oh, man, that's
you okay,
good.
Mike?
I'm fine.
You okay? That's fine.
You're turning a little green.
That's okay.
Hello.
That is okay. That's
Hello.
Weird. You've done that in here before.
Yes, we've unloaded the fire extinguisher
Wendell, what
before.
Wendell, what the hell is in there?
Wendell?
What is that crap?
Reading the label here, which, of course, you have no time to do when you're fighting a fire.
Right.
Warning, the concentrated agent, when applied to fire, can produce toxic byproducts. Avoid inhalation of these products by evacuating and ventilating the area.
Ooh.
Do not use in confined space less than 700 cubic feet per extinguisher.
Well, is this less than 700 cubic feet per extinguisher?
Which shall I get first, a measuring tape or a fan?
Get a fan.
Be right back.
You know, also the trash can liner was burning, so you had burning plastic fumes in the air with everything else.
Oh, really? I'm fine. I swear to God, good. I'm absolutely fine.
I can smell it, but I'm okay.
I'm okay. Are you all right, Mike?
Oh, Mike's read the label. Now he's lost. We won't get Mike back for a while when he starts to read a label. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not any warning.
What are you reading? What are you reading?
A concentrated agent when applied to fire.
Share it with the class.
Can produce toxic byproducts. Avoid inhalation of these products by evacuating and ventilating the area. Do not use in confined space. Less
That's the same thing Wendell just read.
Per extinguisher.
Okay, here's your fan. Hold on. Here comes a fan. What's the problem? Can you guys plug the fan in? What's the deal there, Robbie?
We were just discussing whether it'd be more effective to blow air in or suck air out.
Put the fan right up by Mike, because Mike is feeling the effects of this. I'm feeling fine now. Buzz, you feeling okay?
I'm okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Robbie, how you feeling?
Yeah, like normal.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, then plug the fan in. Mike, here you go. Here's
the
fan right there.
A little hungover, but not bad.
Let's mic that fan. Could you get that fan mic'd?
Yeah, point the fan like where the stuff is all on the wall and then blow that over here. Get the goddamn fan in the doorway where the fresh air is, morons.
Oh, don't yell at them. Oh. When you were reading the label, I told them to put the fan there by you.
Okay.
Please.
Put the fan right next to the...
I told him to put the fan
put
there.
Put the fan up top of where I sprayed all the stuff and then blow that on me.
I told him to do it.
Who knew?
Jeez. Come on.
Well, with you and with, you know, with Gristlehead, I know it takes like 8 minutes for anything to get to your cranium.
It's fine in here.
I am fine. I'm feeling a little lightheaded. That is all. I don't think there's that. You said if I look pale.
You looked a little green. Jeez. Just a little green. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike kick ass!
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, Don and Mike. Jason, Mike, here is a firefighter on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hello, for those who serve. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you? Set the fan in the door and point the fan blowing into the studio, and that'll force all the air out.
Makes sense.
The old air out of the studio.
Already done.
And put fresh air in.
Already done, says Fire Marshal Speedway.
What can this stuff do to you?
I don't know about that. I usually don't blow it in my face.
I didn't blow it directly in Mike's face.
No, it's just dispersed in a confined area, like it said on the fire extinguisher. And my question, once again, would be, what can this stuff do to you?
Oh, I don't think it's going to kill you. Just spray some
fresh air. I don't think so either.
It'll be okay.
I think it's like any aerosol, like when kids do that type of thing, you know? I mean, that's, you get lightheaded.
You might get...
Hey, is that the first time Mike has ever said goddamn on the radio?
Oh, no, he said it many times before.
Yeah, just I've rarely said it with that much vigor.
I enjoy throwing that out. Mike saves them for special occasions.
That's right, when I'm really emotional.
I do know that's the first time I've ever been called a gristlehead. And frankly, that hurts more than the Lord's name in vain.
I apologize, Rob, but I stand by my statement.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you are on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
It was better than
Don
Mallet.
I need Mike investigative team for this.
Mallethead was going to be my original choice. You
well,
know?
But
Mallethead is just so trite.
It doesn't reflect the way I eat.
Gristlehead. Like
gristlehead.
The kind of gristle you find on steak they serve with steak and eggs.
Sure, you can chew on it and then spit it out.
There you go, and it still tastes good.
It tastes great, Mike.
Gristlehead, man.
I'm coming out of it. Can you tell I'm coming out of it?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
Welcome back to the world.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
is he down?
No, he just took a mouthful of water and spit it out all over himself. You're a funny man.
See, I'm doing sight gigs. I'm okay.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yes, sir.
I need the Don and Mike investigative team for this one.
For what, sir?
I work down on K Street, 19th and K Street downtown.
D.C., right.
D.C. There's a guy in the 1900 K Street building who spackled his window this morning at 9 o'clock for the world to see. And, of course, I have to look across and see.
Wait.
When you say spackle, you're talking about he actually
geased with relish?
The man standing up by his window at 9 o'clock this morning.
Don't start a sentence with no.
That's the Dennis Murphy rule. Oh, and I got to tell you, hold on. I promise I'll come right back to you. Stay right there. I have to tell you the latest on Dennis.
Is there something new with Dennis? A new development with Dennis?
Well, you know, We set him up for a month to take the bus trip today with the 50 listeners to go to King's Dominion. Mm-hmm. And the whole part of the trip was that Dennis was going to be the house mother for the trip.
Right.
Dennis was going to have the wireless microphone. Dennis was going to have the cell phone.
Right.
Dennis was going to phone in the reports. You remember that even in yesterday's episode, Dennis Murphy called late in the show and he said, hey, I need to talk to Charlie or to Mike Rockhead to find out the details on where I'm going to catch the bus.
Right.
So we gave him all the information. And this morning at 9 o'clock, all the listeners were on the bus. 50 people are there. The bus waited for an extra hour, and guess who never showed?
Dennis?
Dennis P. Murphy.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
So unless he is, you know, lying on his floor,
right,
you know, with his body starting to decompose,
God,
at this point,
not.
Dennis would be on the OUT list.
Oh, my God. Really? He didn't post?
Yeah. So wow. There's no leader for the group to King's Dominion today.
Oh, my.
I don't know how we're going to communicate with the 50 people who are on the party bus.
That's amazing.
Because, you know, we didn't give them the equipment and stuff.
Right.
So, right now, I don't know what's happening. If you do know where Dennis Murphy is, please give us a call. Hold on. Here is the producer holding his nose.
Hi. Why are you holding your nose? You take lots of calls from lots of people. Tell me right now why you're holding your
it
nose.
It stinks in here.
Because okay. of the fire extinguisher Dumbass. Thing.
He had to breathe.
What?
Hi.
What? You heard me.
Okay, don't call me that again. Do not ever call me that again.
I'll
I'm
never
feeling
be that
very,
we
very,
won't.
Very
okay.
lightheaded.
Okay.
Boys.
All right.
Make nice.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Apology accepted.
Thanks. Why did I come in here?
I don't know. I didn't call you in.
You're holding your
Dennis.
Nose.
Dennis. Remember I told you he'd probably drive himself down there?
Right.
He's there.
Oh, he is there. Yep. What about the equipment, though? We couldn't give him the equipment because he didn't show up.
The telephone is what we were going to have him use.
Was there any explanation given by Dennis about why he was late?
Haven't spoken to him.
Okay.
Somebody called. He was getting ready to sing karaoke.
Oh, my God. All right, I guess we will hear from him at some point today. Okay, thank you, Chuck.
I couldn't make it on time. I just couldn't make it on time.
Mr. Murphy. Okay, well, listen, what else did you want to say?
Well, this, you're talking to me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. This guy, I was told by a buddy of mine, if I can get through, he'll find out the guy's name and where he works.
All right. This was a guy who was supposedly, what was he? He was pleasuring himself?
He was pleasuring himself up against the window.
Like for everybody to see?
Well, he was looking down, I guess, to make sure no one was watching. He didn't figure that people work across from him that are up above him.
What floor was he on?
He's on the fifth floor.
On the fifth floor?
He's wearing khakis and a green shirt.
Was he observing, was he doing anything to help him along, or was he just like engaging in some little fantasy?
I don't know. My guess was a fantasy. He wasn't holding anything else, like a magazine.
Like a magazine, guys.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, we'll put the word out. If anybody saw a man pleasuring himself high above K Street this morning.
All right.
1900 K Street.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. We don't want to get you. Give us this cubicle.
We got you. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Radio Baby Jesuses.
Hey, is this Nathan?
This is Nathan in Modesto, California.
Yes, hello, Nathan.
Yeah, I'm working on a low, low-budget adult film, and the main character in the movie, he ends up going crazy and hearing voices, and he listens to the Don and Mike show all the time, and I was wondering how you felt about having Don and Mike dropped in the movie.
That would be fine. You mentioned this was a low-budget, what is it, low-budget porno?
Yeah, it's very, very low budget.
Is it low budget like you're going to view it in your living room and that's where it'll end?
Yeah, it's got a few scenes in a living room, a mattress on the floor. You know how it goes.
Who's going to watch this movie besides you when it's done?
Well, we're going to distribute it from, let's see, Northern California all the way down to Southern California and then hopefully all the way across to Virginia.
No, I guess we don't have a problem with that, do we?
Well, I have no problem with it at all. You think you're going to get a major distributor for this thing?
Not yet. We're not even going to really be marketing it that much. It'll probably be sold at a few flea markets. That's about it.
Who knew that you could buy porno at flea markets?
Flea markets.
Wow. All right, sure. Yeah, go ahead with our blessing.
Table number five, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Chesticles to all.
Right on.
I was one of the original writers of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Murphy. We were thinking more along the lines of a blonde host, say along the lines of Pamela Anderson or other hotties like that.
Really? I don't think Pam Anderson would be a good host for a game show.
No, she wouldn't be able to keep up.
Who do you think would be a better host?
than Regis? I don't know, but certainly not Pam Anderson. She's as dumb as a box of rocks. She makes Regis look like a Mensa member.
It's a game show. You need Tom Kennedy.
You know, one of those dudes.
Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy, yeah.
Jim Lang, Bob Eubanks, Dennis James.
Peter Tamarkin.
It's Peter Marshall's real name.
Fine game show.
You watched the show?
Yes, sir, I was.
Jack Barry.
In what regard were you a writer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
When they wanted to come up with a concept, we figured what would bring in the most amount of money. And then 900 schemes came into it. AT&T entered the picture. And we came up with people calling to answer questions.
But isn't the actual idea for the show, isn't that like stolen from Europe?
It's a British game show.
Well, we had a lot of concept shows.
He's lying.
No, this guy's full of crap.
Right. He is lying through his teeth,
definitely.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to hear you're having a problem because of the carcinogens in your fire extinguisher.
No, you're lying because you were never really a writer for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And the carcinogens were in the check, not the fire extinguisher. You got that one wrong, too.
Not only is this guy lying, but there's like consecutively now running, there are five versions of it running across the world.
Right.
So, I mean.
Of that show, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now everyone's a brain surgeon on the Mike show.
All right, goodbye.
Who wants to be a dumbass?
Goodbye. I watched it last night, and I think Robbie, don't we have the phone number for the guy that was on last night and pussied out? It was a guy from Virginia.
Right.
Have you noticed that most of the contestants on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire are from D.C., Maryland, Virginia?
It's astonishing how many make it to the finals. Right.
Maybe it's because they're cheap and they don't want to fly anybody like from the West Coast to be on the show since they tape it in New York.
That's right.
But they had a guy on last night. The guy's a real nerd. I read in the newspaper today, this guy is like a game show expert. He's been on Card Sharks.
Oh, really?
Jeopardy. He's been on a ton of different shows.
And he got to the $500,000 mark,
yeah,
right?
And then they let him look at the question for $1 million, which I know we discussed yesterday. We don't like that philosophy.
Sure.
They let him look at it, and he backed out.
Yeah, he wussied out.
And I thought it was a relatively easy question. It was who won the first Grammy for hard rock metal in 1989? It was
Jethro Tull.
Metallica, right. In Living Color. Jethro Tull and someone else. I thought it was a pretty easy question, but the guy backed out at the last minute. Anyway, the point of this being, we have his phone number, and at some point today, we will cold call him to see how he feels.
So if he took the question and got it wrong, he would have lost the 500 grand, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
But it was a pretty easy question. I mean,
well, it was easy for us, but maybe he was just completely stumped by it.
And he was out of lifelines.
Yeah, that's right. He had wasted all of his lifelines.
Wants to be a millionaire.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Howard Stern Show.
I love Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Where's my chairman? I hate him.
Howard Stern.
Something about Botox.
I said to my psychiatrist yesterday, I'm never going to become a human being.
The Howard Stern Show. Mornings at 6 on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello?
Hey, you got a minute?
Sure, what's up?
I'm on this website trying to sign up for discount car insurance.
Oh, okay.
So, you got any idea what loss of use coverage is?
Loss of use coverage? What are you going to lose the use of?
My mind, if I can't figure this out. Okay, why don't we skip that one?
Okay.
Okay, here's another. Does a $50,000 limit per accident sound like enough?
Per accident? Or per car? I mean, what happens if you get in a 10-car pileup?
Ever notice that more and more insurance companies expect you to find the answers to your own questions? Well, that's not how we do things at Nationwide. Our agents are always ready with expert advice and answers to your questions.
All right. Any thoughts on property damage liability?
Can't we just talk about men?
Yeah, that would be better.
Call 1-877-ON-YOUR-SIDE or visit your local Nationwide agent today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, home office, Columbus, Ohio.
See dealer for complete restrictions on all offers.